Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
It's like Christmas in the studio.
A lot of stuff.
We come in, there's stuff from Disneyland.
Yeah.
I have like really cute bedazzled mini ears.
I was going to say bejeweled, but yeah, I guess bedazzled might be the better
way. My child will steal them instantly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But for now, they're mine.
How is she going to react to the fact that Mickey Mouse was
here? I missed the big guy. I'm just not going to tell her. How about that? Also, there are some treats. And not to get ahead of ourselves here. There's a massive box of what I'm going to guess to be some letters for $10,000 for the troops. Remember, that started. Get your cards in now.
You know, we have done so many unboxings this week. I feel like we should do one more for that. We'll get to that later on in the show because it's a major moment. We have a spelling bee champion, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Not from the city of Houston, but we did get one from the city, from the state of Texas.
Really?
Yeah. This is, what's his name? I should know this by now. He's from Allen, so up near the Dallas area.
Okay.
Which, you know, you take what you can get.
Did we have any Houstonians in the finals?
I don't know. See, I know we had some that made it.
Pretty far.
To like the sub round. I don't know if we had any last night because, frankly, I just wasn't in front of a TV. I just found out about this when I came in. Faison Zaki. He's 13 years old and he finally did it. And I say finally because last year he was the runner up. He lost. He ended up suffering ultimate defeat. He was the kid at the end that watched the confetti fall. But that confetti was not for him. This year, redemption.
You'll look at me, but you can say it too. So
hello, Dr. Bailey.
Hi, Faison. So if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the champion of the historic 100th year of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
100th year.
Now, let's all of us take a deep breath.
Yes. That did not help at all.
What are you trying to do, psych him out? You have to watch videos to see the kid's face. He's like, what are you doing, man? Give me the word.
Bro. Then smile.
Well, a certain pacing would help to follow.
Yeah.
Okay. Your word is éclaircissement.
I like that. This clip just goes to show that nobody is great with filling time. But especially not the dude at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
It's just not.
Give me the word. I'm just here to pronounce really hard words.
That's the thing. You can get someone that's really good at television, but they can't improv the word.
They can't improv.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, wow. Do you even want to take an attempt at that? Because this is where it kind of loses
me.
I don't even know what that word is. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-mm.
But Faison does.
Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
He gets so jazzed. It's like he knew he won in the middle of the word.
Yeah, he had it in the bag. Like, as soon as I couldn't even. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement.
I don't know that he said it right at the end, but
as soon as that came out of the judge's lips, dude, he was like, I'm taking this.
Okay, so this was the kid, and I don't know who will remember this, but it was the spell off.
Yes.
Last year.
Yeah, he was the one that lost in
but
the
spell. But it went for a long time.
It was a wizard's duel of weird spelling kids.
And he was also the only speller to get a perfect score on the written spelling and vocabulary test that like determined the quarterfinals.
I mean, the kid's a monster.
Amazing.
We're talking generational talent.
Yeah.
Right here.
In 96 Bs over 100 years, only 4 runners up have later gone on to win.
What do you do with that?
And just won in the last 44 years.
Once you win, once you get the dub, you get the big trip. What do you do with it? I mean, I'm sure it comes with a scholarship or something.
Stop spelling things, that's for sure. You retire. You retire from the game.
You immediately retire.
Did you know there are gambling bets like you can place with the spelling bee? Obviously not now because it's over, but like there are people whose entire lives.
There are not.
Like they look into this.
There
they can
are
tell you
not.
Like what kids are good with, like,
no.
Yes, with certain
no,
origins.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah.
We don't need
yeah,
action on
yeah,
the.
Man.
That's, I don't need.
It's like,
oh,
Faison, not so strong with those Greek words.
I think, yeah, like, I don't need points on Faison, you monsters. He's 13. What happens when people start trying to, you know, to get someone to throw the spelling bee? You thought Shoeless Joe Jackson was a problem back in the day.
Isn't that what Akilah and the Bee's about?
Throwing the spelling?
Not Akilah, but the other guy?
Akilah was pure of heart.
She was. God bless her.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie. Friday morning on the Bull. Thanks for being here, guys.
I'm just going to say it.
Mm.
This is really bad news for people who already can't remember, like, their regular anniversaries.
Oh.
But a new relationship trend has surfaced. And you'll have to tell me fun or incredibly stressful.
Oh.
We'll dive in next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Sorry, I don't want to get this wrong because this story is actually really fitting. My husband and I share a Google Calendar.
Oh, that's smart.
Right, because we've got station events and things that'll pop up last minute. He has work trips
and
we got kids,
yeah,
so it's like during the day.
You get the whole thing.
Yeah, we're communicating, but if there's something that we need to... Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So I noticed, as I was going through it, June 11th, Katie threatens with a taser day, which I believe is the anniversary of our first date, when I did, in fact, threaten my husband with a taser if he got fresh. Arbitrary anniversaries. Now, the anniversary of your first date, not all that arbitrary. However, I love the way that he wrote it, right? And I would not have otherwise remembered
that is the
anniversary
that
of
is
our
the
first date.
Standout, which I assume it would be if you're threatened with a weapon. That would be something that sticks in your mind.
We obviously got married. It worked out. And the same night, we made out in an alley, so...
The same night.
I didn't say I threatened him because I feared for my life. It was more just like a, hey, just so you know,
this goes sideways. I will kill you, stun you.
Stun you. So I said.
It'd be inconvenient.
A lot of people know where I am.
Incapacitated.
And I have a weapon in my purse.
But alive. Want to make out in the alley.
Okay, we weren't. I wasn't trying to get into all that, but.
Are you sure?
Because
I feel like that's...
I also made fun of slam poetry that night. But that's how we knew it was forever.
Who hasn't?
We'll get back to this and what it might mean for your relationship. But first, Billboard just put out a very controversial list.
Mm.
The top 100 country artists of the 21st century.
The top 100 of 2000 and beyond. Okay, that's a lot of artists. That's a lot of artists. I say that, but it's 25 years. You're looking at me like I'm like this is really stepping
but they
on
ranked
some toes.
Them.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. So this is not in no particular order. We have a defined number one has to be Taylor Swift, right? Or do we not count her anymore?
We do count Taylor Swift. She came in third.
That's cute. Who's continue? I'm just going to sit back.
You want to throw out anyone else?
Morgan Wallen.
Number 11.
All right. You know, he's still fairly
mm-hmm.
young in his cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Combs.
Number 7.
He had a couple more albums. Okay. A little higher than Morgan. Oh, my God. Is it Florida Georgia Line? Where's Florida Georgia Line?
That's actually a great question. Kenny Chesney at the top of the pile.
Kenny Chesney, not bad.
Tim McGraw. Then Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Toby Keith at number 4.
Yeah.
Keith Urban at number 5.
That's not awful. Like, because I think Kenny Chesney has to be top 3. I think you probably are dinging Taylor Swift because the majority of her, what we consider her success today, you know, being mm-hmm. basically a global presence everywhere. I feel like that came after she was in the country world officially, but yeah, that's a hard list to make, man.
Where's Brooks and Dunn?
I would say they are more 90s than 2000s, but I do not know that that's accurate. they're certainly still, they've been working now. They've been working for 25
right,
years.
And the reason I say it is because they've got Elvis Presley at number 64.
That, okay, all right, that's
right,
that doesn't,
right.
So, I'm sorry, that just doesn't need to be on there.
Brooks and Dunn, number 24.
Okay, so okay.
A little low, a little low for me. That's fine.
Okay.
Fight amongst yourselves.
Right.
Billboard is the one who put it out, so
wow.
You can find the full list if you are so inclined. Might require a membership, so I really can't go any further. Kids' breakfast cereals. They've got unhealthier. Did you know how many new cereals have come out between 2010 and 2023?
No, I mean, I'm guessing a lot because, you know.
At least 1,200 because that's the amount of cereal they looked at in this study.
And yet I feel like everyone just eats the same old cereal.
And they didn't use the ones that you'd think they'd use.
Okay.
So the classics, the ones that we grew up with, they weren't mentioned unless they released like a new flavor or heavy packaging.
Got it, or something to that
effect.
All right.
But according to the American Medical Association, kids' breakfast cereals are even less healthy than they were 15 years ago. They looked at the newly launched cereals and found increases in fat, sodium, and sugar, and decreases in protein and fiber content.
I'm not shocked. I mean, it's cereal.
The average amount of added sugar is so high. A single serving of kids' cereal is more than 45% of the American Heart Association's total daily recommended limit for kids. And that's like within an hour of them being awake.
I mean, that'll get them up in the morning, get them to the bus.
Get them going. Get them. Hey, now they're not your problem, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Out to daycare, school, whatever the case may be.
Just leave.
But we were never allowed growing up to have like sugary breakfast cereals.
Mm.
And even watching the commercials, they never said the cereals were healthy.
No.
I believe the phrasing they used was part of a balanced breakfast.
Very small part.
As in, the rest was the balanced part.
Exactly. All the stuff that you...
The part that you didn't actually have when consuming the cereal.
You couldn't finish that whole plate if you tried.
You had to eat that massive orange.
Yeah, this is what it would take to balance.
A jug of milk.
Just to break even. Good Lord, what a mess.
And back to arbitrary anniversaries.
Yes.
It's trending after a writer for Pop Sugar did like this big story on it, but it's been around for a few years. The idea is you're creating additional excuses to celebrate one another,
and
it's kind
great.
Of a surprise, which is always fun.
Right.
And your relationship and what that looks like, because people are weird.
Look, yeah, exactly. You have quirks that only, and I think if it only makes sense to the two of you, it becomes more special.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That becomes like a tradition.
Now, they don't have to be weird, but they could be. Again, it's all what kind of couple are you?
Yeah.
Examples given in the article, the day you knew you had a crush on each other.
That's cute.
The day you went on your first trip.
Yeah.
The day you slid into their DMs.
Yeah.
The day you first saw each other naked. Doesn't necessarily mean anything happened, but maybe there's an entire story behind that.
These are good ideas. And, you know, I like the principle.
They say it's good for couples who might not have a real anniversary yet, since people are getting married later.
Yes. You need something to commemorate, and
exactly.
This is a great way to
exactly.
do it.
But they say, but if you are married, look into that, because it's something to kind of spice things up.
Yes. And get more presents.
And get mad when
but someone forgets.
Someone doesn't acknowledge whatever made-up day that you're currently celebrating. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Oh, yeah. Going into the weekend, you want to win some cash?
Need to win some cash.
Slice
expensive.
Go get entered online, thebullhouston.com/contest Money Minute. We play every day before 8:30. And because we care, we give you a free answer every day before 6:30.
We're on your side with this thing.
Yeah, we are. What's today's freebie? Graphs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Graphs.
Committed to memory.
So I'm not going to tell you what the question is, but one of the answers in today's quiz is graphs.
Nice. And if you want to sign up, hopefully be able to use that freebie, do it online, thebullhouston.com/contests. Have we waited long enough to begin this unboxing of, we got scissors. We've got, obviously, a box.
What does it mean, weapons today?
You
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was that meant for me, or was that meant for... No, we believe we've got our first batch of cards for 10,000 for the troops. I hope this is our first batch of cards. Otherwise,
well, I'll say I was ready to like dive in because it was placed in the studio, but I see here that someone already did it.
Oh. Oh, it's already been... Well, just open it up then. We don't need scissors. Who cares?
Let's I'd say it was Nick, but I know it wasn't.
No, he's... yeah.
So, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, what can you do? Don't let it steal your joy when it comes to...
I won't.
Oh, look at this.
Because I have a nice letter.
Okay.
10,000 for the troops. This is box one of two.
What?
Lo and behold, behind me, there is a second box.
Oh.
330 of 650 note cards handmade by the Spring Creek chapter of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution from the Woodlands, Texas.
How many are in those two?
650 note cards handmade.
That I'm proud to be an American, but at least I know.
And now I'm getting the Daughters of the American Revolution. I mean, it's from Dart.
All right. The American Revolution coming through.
They are beautifully packaged, but not yet sealed, so okay. I'm not opening the card.
Yeah, so we're not spoiling one. We would not do that.
Exactly.
We're just seeing what we got.
So, it's wonderful. It is handmade.
Look at that.
And confirm. And if I open it up here, it says the following. You make us proud. So grateful for your service. Thanks for everything. Signed, Jane.
Amazing. 630 of them.
650.
50 of them.
That's why I do the counting.
Yes, absolutely. Now,
you know what we need? Mm. We need like, what are they? Are they like those thermometer looking things where like people are trying to get to a goal?
Oh, yeah. Like if you're doing a fundraiser,
and then,
there's
like,
a big thermometer and
everybody
goes
in
up,
and
right.
in increments and you scribble on it.
And if you get to the top, you made your goal.
You have a pizza party or a...
Right.
Whatever it is.
Do we need a thermometer of thanks? Is that what we...
I think I'm going to make one. Is the bulb at the top or the bottom? It would be at the top, wouldn't it?
No, it's the bottom.
It's at the bottom.
The bottom is the mercury of a thermometer is the bottom, not the... Yeah, so it starts there. Then the top, you put what, 10,000? We've raised substantially more than 10,000 in the past.
It's 10,000. You know, if we have to add on top of that, great, but...
to start, the thermometer of thanks goes to 10,000. Look, we want to see your cards. All you have to do, you can buy one. You can make one by hand, which is what we're seeing here today. You can just print out our coloring sheet, get the kids involved.
Yep, and we are doing a pickup party tomorrow in League City.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be at King Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealer. We're going to be there from 10 to noon. So that is an excellent place. If you're in the League City area and you've got a bunch of cards, you've got one card and you're like, man, I was going to mail it, but... Might as well stop by.
Yeah.
We will also have some blank cards.
Yes.
So you can come by and the whole family can get involved.
That's right. That's all you have to do. So that's tomorrow, 10 to noon. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you guys out there.
And you can get other locations and stops where we will be going, because we're kind of like trying to hit up as many areas as we can throughout this thing. TheBullHouston.com. We're trying to get all of these cards in by June 26th.
That will come up faster than you would believe.
And thank you so much to Mack Hike Chevy Cares for helping us with this campaign once more.
All right, we'll be back after this. Frito, Katie, the Bull, happy Friday. We would like to make the weekend really pop for you, really set it off right. And the best way to do that is with tickets to Parker McCollum.
That's right. So he is coming to Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion this fall. And if you would like to see him, well, the games we've been playing all week, some of the best odds you're going to find on the show.
Yes. 50-50 shots all in one nice little package that we call Parker McCollum's.
I think we should end this week like we started it.
Oh, we want to go back to the flip of fate.
Oh, hang on. I've got so many cards.
Yeah, okay. So very saturated in stuff on your side. Can you find
Found
yes!
it?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Heads or tails.
That's the game. It started it all. Yeah, that's literally it. Heads or tails. Katie has a very nice little silver half dollar over there. You are going to call us at 713-881-5500. And when we get you on the phone, that's the question you are going to be asked. Heads or tails? And if you Parker McCalled it, you are going to Parker McCollum.
Now, if you didn't get it right, we go on to the next caller.
That's right.
And we flip this dang coin until we get a winner.
This could be quick and easy or very much not quick and easy. Which is it going to be today? We're going to find out after this.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
This makes my day. I especially because I'm not flipping the coin. I have done that once. I didn't like it. I just like being a spectator for this. Parker McCalled it. And the flip of fate, y'all. Heads or tails.
Yep, you get to choose.
You choose. It's on you.
But you only get the one flip.
That's right.
So let's see. It's in God's hands now.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Lindsay, good morning. You are the first victim. One in. No, not victim. Like I said, this could be quick and easy. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. But this is the flip of fate, so you really have a pretty simple decision.
But a very important decision.
Because getting it right means Parker McCollum tickets. Getting it wrong means
nothing.
Yeah, regrets.
So, heads or tails?
You know, I grew up saying tails never fails, so we're going with tails.
Tails never fails, Katie.
Tails never
grab
fails.
Grab that bright and shiny silver
Come on,
dollar.
Katie.
Let's
All
right, go. Here we go. Going tails, going tails, going tails, going tails, going tails.
It's heads, Lindsay!
I'm sorry, Lindsay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Better luck next time. Tails failed today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, this is Jared.
Jared. Flip of fate time, man.
Heads or tails, Jared?
What's it going to be?
Tails.
Tails.
Tails. All right, we're going to go back to it. Back to it. Here we go,
Jared. And it's heads again, Jared.
Tails fails twice. Jared, I am so sorry. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Kyle.
Kyle? Should we give him the history? Because he's been on hold. Like, he doesn't know.
Nah, because the flip of fate.
It's up to him. We don't want to put our finger on the scale.
Exactly. Kyle, heads or tails?
Heads.
Oh, he's ready to go.
He didn't even have to ask.
It's tails.
Get out of
it. I'm so sorry, Kyle.
Kyle, I better look next time, man. Okay.
We're all over the place.
It's going to be one of those days today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Caitlin.
Caitlin, we have gone 0-3 up to this point.
Yep.
We're hoping.
Great news for you, yeah, this potentially.
So maybe you're in the exact right place at the exact right time. What's it going to be?
So.
Heads or tails?
Parker McCollett.
Let's say heads.
Heads. It's tails.
Oh, no.
Caitlin, I am so sorry.
That's okay. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
All right, one more. One more. Frito
please,
Katie.
Please.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kamisha.
Kamisha.
Make it in, Kamisha.
Yeah, for Parker McCollum tickets, you got a Parker McCollum. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Oh, that was a high one. It's tails.
Oh, thank you.
Yes!
Yay! Thank you, Kamisha.
I am humbled by this game. Because unless you were hitting redial at the exact right point and all those coin flips didn't land exactly how they landed, you would not be going to Parker McCollum, which you now are.
It was destiny. That's
thank
what
you,
this
thank
was.
You.
Chaos
You're so
theory.
Welcome.
Chaos theory.
I got the lottery today, too. I'm absolutely lucky.
Yeah, go buy a lottery ticket.
And then when you win, remember your friends, Frito and Katie.
Hang on the line. Yeah.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Steven, you there? Steven?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, all right, we got you. Hopefully we got you. How you holding up?
Ask me in about 15 minutes, maybe.
There. So this is about you and Josie. So what's been going on, man?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm thinking maybe I don't communicate very well. And this whole thing is probably on me. But then, hey, I don't know. Maybe she lost her phone or something. Because all I do know is that things were going really, really great, you know, until about a week, maybe a week and a half ago. And now she's gone. She's just not talking to me at all.
All right. Well, was there a fight or like an awkward encounter or something, or did she just straight up pull a Houdini?
We didn't have a fight. I mean, it was more like, I mean, honestly, I don't even know how to describe it. We've gotten pretty used to talking on the phone, you know, like after work. She's got this ridiculous commute that it sucks. So she's stuck in the car for a long time. And usually the conversations are really great. You know, they're funny, they're interesting. And it gave me a lot of time to learn a lot about her, you know, in a pretty short amount of time. But then the last time that we talked, I swear every question I was just getting these, like, you know, short 1-2 word answers. Yeah, no, maybe. So I asked her if she was feeling okay, and she said she was. And I figured maybe she had a bad day. She wasn't ready to talk or anything. I just sort of let it go at the moment. But I mean, that was the last time we talked.
All right. Yeah. It's not really much of anything. I don't know what to classify that as.
I mean, she's clearly mad at me for something or what. I don't know, you know, but I wasn't trying to play 20 questions or something to try to figure out. It sucks because, man, talking to her, I mean, it's become a pretty big part of my life.
Had it? Like, how long had you two been a thing?
About a month, I guess, a little over a month, maybe. But, I mean, in that time, you know, we got really close. Like I said, we'd talk after work or FaceTime or whatever, you know, and we were texting back and forth all day. I mean, maybe it's a mark against me, but I'm not the most, like, socially outgoing person. I mean, I only moved down here, like, the beginning of the year, so I got a few friends and all, but I also have a lot of free time.
Okay,
you know?
Gotcha. And you'd say most of that you were spending, like, on her in some
with form. With her, yes.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I thought things were going super well, but now I'm here. I guess I, you know, could have sent flowers or chocolates or just held out hope that she'd come around, but I don't know. I'm not that kind
You still could be. It's really not too late to just go with the flowers.
Yeah, man.
Just want to throw that out there before we move any further here.
Yeah, but help me out here. What do I put on the card? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like kind of an unnecessary way to solve problems. I don't know. I just don't want to cause any more problems. I want to fix
this. I got
this. This is always a safe bet. Don't worry about it. Like, let's just call Josie, and then we'll see what we can do. We'll talk to her coming up next.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Stephen and Josie had a nice thing going for about a month.
Yes.
They talked a lot.
Yeah.
But we didn't really even get into the dates, but I'm guessing when he said he spent a lot of time with her, he meant like in person, and then when they couldn't be together.
It's on phone.
That's when they were on the phone or FaceTime or whatever.
Sounds cool.
And they talked for long stretches. Like, she's got a long commute. Conversations were always great until all of a sudden they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was getting these one-word answers, and he didn't want to keep pestering her, so he just didn't really overthink it. And now he's not heard anything else. That was their last conversation.
Yeah.
So we don't even really have any theories. I mean, there's nothing. But
he seems like a tense guy.
He's obviously very worked up about this. So let's get her on the phone and figure out what's going on. Hey, is this Josie?
Hey, this is Josie.
Hey, Josie, or Frito and Katie from The Bull. How are we doing?
Fine. What is this exactly? What's happening?
Well, do you know a guy named Steven?
Come again? Sorry?
Steven.
Yes.
Do you know Steven? Just want to be clear about that.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, no, I know him, but like...
It's the same Steven that you've been talking to for a while. Yes?
Multiples?
This is kind of weird. I mean, I guess I'm just...
So we do this segment called Houston, I Have a Problem, and try to help people that are, well, in awkward situations, and it seems like this might be one of them. What are your thoughts on Steven right now?
I'm really not sure what to do with all that right now, to be honest with you.
All what?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd really like to know what's going on, too.
Wait, is that him?
What changed here?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jerry.
Is this really one of those... Am I on the radio right now? Is this a radio show?
I did think that was established a while back.
It is.
But yes. And we're the radio show trying to get y'all together here. So let's keep that in mind. And you heard Steven. He's got no idea what's happening. So can you enlighten us all?
Please.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was, well, like, I mean, I think he was watching me sleep one night.
What?
Do you mean you woke up and he was just like staring at you? Like, what are we?
No. We weren't together. I think that would have made this better, actually. Or maybe like more normal, at least. But
what?
No, we've been like FaceTime watching the show together. On Netflix, Baby Reindeer. Have you heard of it?
Baby Reindeer. How did you fall asleep during? You know what? It doesn't matter. That show sucks. Dump him. Let's move on.
Wait a minute. What the hell? I thought you were on my side.
Not anymore, man. Not now. That was your go-to.
He's kidding.
I am.
Okay, well, anyways, like I was saying, we were watching Baby Reindeer together, and at some point, I dozed off with my laptop open, and when I woke up, the thing was, like, still going. It had been close to 6 hours. The screen was completely black. I couldn't even see what was going on, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that he left the thing running all night. You know what I mean?
Well, isn't it possible that, I don't know, he fell asleep too? So maybe, like, the same thing happened?
Yeah.
Right, Steven? Right? Right, Steven?
Well, I don't want to lie.
Steven.
Oh, my God.
God helps those who help themselves, my man.
I knew it. See? No. What a creep.
Hold on. Hang on. Just listen, okay? This happens with her a lot, okay? We'll be talking and watching TV or whatever, and then she'll just doze off. You know? I don't know.
Okay.
It's comforting in a way. Maybe it's weird, but it's comforting. I keep it on. Okay, yeah, I watch, but like as I'm listening, you know, I'm watching an episode or whatever, getting ready for bed. I'm just not glued to the screen watching you drool or anything. Okay, I mean, calm down. I'll hang up before I lie down usually, but I guess I just forgot. I mean, it's really not that.
Stop.
Weird.
It is funny because not Mark Wahlberg admit to doing this with Jenny McCarthy.
What,
Donnie Wahlberg.
The brother.
Right? Didn't he say that they do this?
Oh, yeah. That makes it so much better. Oh, yeah. It's definitely done.
Totally normal couple.
Right.
What? But what? I mean, she's asleep. What does she care?
Well.
She cares a whole lot. Right? Are you serious? It was bad enough thinking this was like a one-time thing, but you're saying every time I fall asleep, you just watch. Oh, you just observe me.
You were so peaceful.
Oh,
it's like a white noise machine. You know, in a way, it's just
okay. Well, also
really
a
nice.
white noise machine implies sound, sir.
Well, she snores okay. From time to time. Okay, right. it's honestly kind of adorable.
Okay, as strange as this may seem, Josie, I mean, maybe in some universe, it's a compliment. I'm just, not everyone is an attractive sleeper, okay? Talking from
she
experience.
Is. She is.
Like, you could pay someone to watch me sleep.
Well, look, who knows? Maybe other people will cop to this, too.
Wait, what do you mean other people? What part of this do they think they do?
Hang on for a minute.
Come on. You look like an angel when you sleep. It's just right. So beautiful.
Okay, guys, hang on.
Say less. Say less, Steven.
Yes, please.
Well, there you have it.
Okay,
I think I remember from the celeb article. It's common, somewhat common. I should say with Gen Z, like Gen Z,
the youth like watching each other sleep
is kind of into this idea.
Just turn on the FaceTime.
Is it
and
like
just
the
watch.
No, is it it's like no. The new equivalent of like you hang up first.
No, no, oh first. Boy.
Yeah. Because they're not on the phone. Really?
This sound familiar to anyone? Anyone? Call us. Getting creepy this morning.
So Steven watches people sleep? I mean, I don't even know if it's limited here. It might be everybody.
He's so peaceful. Yeah, are there other? Yeah, is this
I don't know what
behavior
to make of
that. Acquired over time or?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. What are your thoughts?
I fall asleep with my husband at times when he doesn't come home.
Yeah.
So it's totally normal.
Yes.
Okay. And so he stays on the phone and like you'll wake up and the connection's still going. Do you find that weird or did the first time it happened, did you think it was strange or do you think it's sweet?
Yeah.
I thought it was sweet at first. I was nervous.
Okay.
But then I was like, you know what? No, it's sweet. I like that. So I got used to it until, obviously, of course, we moved in together.
Okay, so then
but
things got,
I think it's normal.
Okay.
I think it's normal.
Your idea or his to start doing this? I'm guessing his?
It was his.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, yeah, once you live together, I mean, he's seen you in all kinds of states, hasn't he? So that's really the least of your worries.
A bit different.
Well, even when we would stay the night, like, since day one, he would see the way I looked without everything. So the whole falling asleep on the phone, I don't think it's creepy, but I liked it. It is soothing, like, knowing, like, okay, you know what, he's
someone's
right there.
Someone's watching you. Yeah, that can be. Yeah.
Someone breaks in the middle of the night.
Well, there will be someone here.
You
scream.
Want someone to see it?
Yeah, exactly. There will be evidence if you download. Hey, look. Hey, thank you so much, Mary. Good morning. What do you think about people watching you sleep?
Okay, so I think that it's right now as an older couple, it might be awkward, but as a younger generation, that's how they live.
Okay, so Katie was correct that the youth find this to be a great idea.
Are you amongst that group?
Yeah.
Is this something
not,
that you do?
Not anymore. I live with my boyfriend, but the younger generation, you sleep together on the phone, you FaceTime all the time. As soon as the boyfriend hangs up, if it's a toxic couple or like that, because that's what the younger generation is about, you hang up the phone and your girlfriends are calling you. What are you doing? Why'd you hang up? Who are you talking to now? Like, they get paranoid.
Oh,
they're there like.
Wow. This is a thing to alleviate the anxiety.
You have to watch them because you have to know where they are.
Because, yeah, they can't be cheating on you if they're passed out in bed.
For some reason.
Yeah, make sure you get rid of all the anxiety. Good
but
Lord.
That's why no one's sleeping, huh? Because you don't want to be the first one to fall asleep. Because now you're out. Who knows what they're doing when you're
game,
taking
it's
your
a
8 hours?
It's a horrible game of chicken that's leaving you guys absolutely just whacked the next day. But this is interesting. Thank you so much for giving us the youth's perspective today. Good morning, Courtney. Creepy or no?
Good morning. I think it's creepy. Very creepy.
Well, that's just because you're like us. You're apparently past the age where this is just how they all live.
We have to monitor.
That's crazy
where
to
people
me.
Are.
Because you can't just trust them to be asleep. It's soothing, but the soothing isn't the fact that they're just like peaceful. The soothing is that they're not.
They're in their own bed.
Out running around.
Yeah, they're in their bed alone.
Calling other people or whatever. Holy crap. No idea.
Yeah, and then saying he doesn't watch her drool. Of course he watches her drool.
Oh, you see it all. Like, well, you can't, you don't get to pick?
He said he didn't, but then made sure to point out that she was a beautiful sleeper and she was so peaceful and things. Like, all right, buddy, I think you are watching her a little more than you were letting on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're really trying to shine it on here.
Yeah, he was so backpedaling. Right. Yeah, like, oh my God. Yeah, well, sorry, guy, you're creepo.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, thank you so much for the
call. I don't want him on my phone or in my bed.
Oh, it's a real tale of two perspectives this morning. We'll talk to more of y'all coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3, the Bull, in the middle of Houston. I have a problem, and if you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Trying to figure out if this is common practice. Like, if you're FaceTiming somebody and one of you falls asleep, do you stay on the phone?
Just leave it on. Just leave it on. Just propped up on a pillow. Stare at it until you pass out. Good morning, Gina. What do you think about people watching other people sleep?
Call me weird. I think it's kind of cute. It reminds me back in the day when my husband and I were dating and one of us, back then, of course, we didn't do FaceTime.
Yeah.
But we'd fall asleep on the phone, and the other would stay on the phone, hoping, I guess, we'd wake up so we can continue talking.
Oh, you never hung up. You just let the receiver sit there all night.
Yep.
All night.
Yep.
Just in case, you know, something.
And we've been married 25 years and been together for 31, so I guess it worked for us.
I guess it did.
Was it a landline, or were you talking, like, cell phones?
Oh, no way. Wait, what?
No. Landline.
I was saying, how do y'all's batteries hold up to this?
Can you imagine that, the early days when you had minutes? When you had a set number of minutes?
Or someone needed to get on the internet?
Oh, my goodness.
Who's on the phone?
Hey, we appreciate the call. Marissa, do you do this?
Yeah, so my husband and I, 13 years ago, we used to do the Skyping deal. And
yes.
He, Yeah, he would watch me after I fell asleep. And I confronted him one day, and I was like, do you really stay on there and watch me? He's like, well, I didn't want to hang up because, like, what if you woke up and then you thought I was rude? And I was like, I don't know.
You wouldn't remember the end of the conversation.
What if I just dropped the hammer on you? Like, you wouldn't know what happened.
I didn't
want to
just hang up and be rude. So I understand her side. I get his side.
Yeah.
After I confronted him, he still kept doing it. He does the same thing. You just are so peaceful. I'm like, okay.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I like to remind him of this now when he, like, wakes me up in the middle of the night. You're snoring. I can't sleep. I'm like, remember when I used to be peaceful and you walked by?
You know what you signed.
You
know what you signed up for, sir.
Better than most.
No.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I said give him a chance, you know, maybe now that he knows how he can correct the situation. And if you catch him again, then... you know, let him go.
Or maybe you'll get used to it.
Yeah, maybe it'll become a wonderful thing.
I was trying
to
think of the computer versus the phone. Like, the phone's almost weirder because you have to hold it.
Yeah, it's got to be on.
You know,
like
or you have to have something. Yeah, at least the computer sits there and maybe, like, it's up in the background and he is working or doing or watching a movie or something. I don't know. But then also you've got, like, webcams on there, so it's also weirder. So I don't know.
This has been unbelievably enlightening. Thank you so much for the call today.
I want to know what your reaction would be to this. Because a little girl got roasted online for singing on an airplane.
Really? How?
I know I've said in the past this kind of sounds like my personal hell, but I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I think I've said it before. Anything that's like a group just erupts in something, like whether that's song or dance or like flash mobs, that stuff freaks me out. And if I was on a plane and like everyone around me started singing, because it's out of the norm, it would scare me.
Planes are...
like that's an experience that I want to go exactly the way I think it should go.
Yeah, planes are a weird situation because everyone's on their worst mood.
Mm-hmm.
No one...
because the airline puts you in that...
yes.
Headspace?
Everyone is in a bad mood on a plane. You know, I'll even take the fight because, I mean, even if you're in
jammed
first,
in like sardines.
Yeah, it could be late. It could be have been traveling all day. I mean,
might have had a
2-hour
delay.
Anything
is what happened on this flight.
2 hours.
Might have had to circle Orlando for another 2 hours. That's what happened.
Circle
on this
Orlando
flight.
For another 2 hours.
But even still, you boo a child singing.
They
Disney.
Booed a child. They
I'm
booed
just saying,
her.
Maybe noise isn't the problem. It's y'all's cold, shriveled souls. But we will get back to this. First, let's talk this Jelly Roll show. He's on tour with Post Malone, the Big Bet Stadium tour. Something magical happened when they were in Philly. Mm. They were at Citizens Bank Park, where the Phillies played. And while Jelly was singing Hard Fought Hallelujah, a double rainbow appeared.
Really?
It was actually surreal for like everyone
really?
In attendance.
Wow.
Including Jelly Roll. He pointed at the rainbow during his song. And said, look at that. You can't tell me God ain't here.
That is wild.
It was a good one.
That is it was that a really good one. Is something.
And Jelly's duet partner for the song, Brandon Lake, he wasn't there, but he posted about the amazing double rainbow later.
Incredible.
Man, but if you're him, it's like, is that a sign?
It's a good sign.
In other music news, did you know Metallica stole the riff for Inner Sandman?
No, I had no
idea.
This
is not a new allegation.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, but Dave Mustaine brought it up.
Okay.
In a recent interview.
Oh, well, Mustaine is, I don't get too much into rock history here, but he's a bitter man.
Metallica guitarist before they made it big.
Yeah, he got fired.
He retained writing credits, to be fair, on some of their biggest hits.
Yes, he did.
Or earlier hits, mm-hmm. should say. But he'll be talking about Metallica for the rest of his life.
Yes,
now, some
he
of
will.
That is because it's helpful to him, but also because people won't stop asking him about it.
Mm.
Right?
Okay, fair.
So
fair.
Dave suggested fans look up a 1989 song called Tapping Into the Emotional Void by the band Excel.
Okay.
If you do, you'll have a pretty hard time denying they sound very similar.
Do I have a clip? Some drums here.
this.
All right, let's switch to Metallica just for reference here. Okay, there's a lot going on here that does not help Metallica's case, well, if there is a case to be had.
These cases are always very, very tricky.
Yeah.
Feel like there's something there?
I feel like...
So did Excel. They thought about suing back when Sandman first came out in 1991, but they decided it wasn't worth it. Like, they didn't want to get into this lengthy, expensive legal battle.
Right.
So they didn't.
Right.
They just hoped that Sandman would call more attention to them.
Mm.
And give them a boost, which...
Did it for exposure?
I mean, I can't say it didn't happen.
Did it for exposure.
But they didn't have the same success as Metallica.
Every time, did they?
Now, back to this this poor little girl. So, again, the flight was delayed 2 hours, and then they had to circle Orlando for another 2 hours. So the people on the plane had to be in very foul moods.
That's bad.
Like I get
yes.
it. And it's just going to take that one thing to really to set you off.
Okay?
Like, I understand. But I want you to listen to this girl and tell me what your reaction would be.
I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can make us strong, I can lead with pride, I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go.
Okay. Anyone other than a child, I might be annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
My reaction to that, if it's a child, which it was, applause.
Yeah.
Because that's cute.
I would smile. I would clap.
Give her a little bit of applause. That's a big deal. If it was anyone else, I would take my earbuds.
If it was the flight attendant.
Earbuds going in.
Yeah, doing a tight five.
Noise canceling mode goes on.
Taking advantage of you being a captive audience.
And I'm going on with my life.
But I don't think that's what happened here. I think it was the flight attendant gave the little girl the microphone.
Because.
And she's excited because she's going to Orlando. She's most likely going to Disney World.
Based on that song, she's clearly going to Disney World.
But y'all, the comments on this video are brutal.
How bad are they?
Well, people are saying nasty things about this girl that can't be any older than 8.
That's
like about her look, her voice.
Her look?
She's a little kid, man. She's a little kid.
Even if it was the people on the plane, like one or two of those videos, you think twice about it. The comment section that like you're making fun of a child on the internet.
Yes.
A child who's going on vacation to the most magical place on earth and is excited about it. You're making fun of her on the internet.
And that's going to live forever.
And that's
and she's going to see it. Her friends are going to see it.
Will read those comments.
Probably crushed her dreams, man.
Because now we're talking about it. That means it's gone viral enough to, they know. So great job, guys. Great. Good work.
I just want to say.
Good work.
There's no way she's listening to this, obviously, but she shouldn't give up.
No.
Right? And she should keep singing if that's what she wants to do.
The internet is full of crappy people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Aaron is full of crappy people.
Mostly crappy people.
And keep. She has a voice. Keep doing your thing.
Let them identify themselves.
Not let them steal your love for
whatever it
music
is.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Radio.
Horrid.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Jessica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Next one up, the Money Minute.
She said to make it easy.
She did.
So we shall see how we did on that.
Easy it's playing for $100 and glory. So you got to get all 10 correct in less than 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. But you can't change answers once you give them. Does all of that make sense?
Yeah.
Is Katie ready?
I am ready. What do you call the center of a tropical cyclone or hurricane where there's low pressure, no clouds, and calm winds?
The eye.
Line, bar, and bullet are types of what? Line? Personal injury attorney Jim Adler is known as the Texas what?
Hammer.
What is the name of the candelabrum used in Jewish worship featuring 8 branches and a central socket used at Hanukkah?
Oh my gosh. Pass. I have to think on that one.
In a set of numbers, what is the median?
The middle.
A piece of chemistry lab equipment that produces a flame used for lab experiments is called a what?
The beaker, I believe.
In The Muppets, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew's assistant is named...
I'm sorry, repeat that again, I'm sorry.
In The Muppets, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew's assistant is named...
No. Oh, my God.
You just said it. The measurement of an object's hotness or coldness is its what? She got it.
The buzzer. Great work. How did she do?
She did great. She did really great.
Really? Yeah, very, very nice job.
So... What is the name of the candelabrum used in Jewish worship? You know this. Featuring eight branches and a central socket used in Hanukkah. A menorah. If we had come back, I'm confident you would have gotten it.
Oh, yeah.
A piece of chemistry lab equipment that produces a flame.
You were so close. A Bunsen
burner.
Which
then led me to the next question in The Muppets. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew has an assistant named...
Beaker. Meep.
Beaker. Meep. Meep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, fantastic job.
Very well done.
And I have a good feeling about you, Jessica. If we can get you back on the show.
You're a smart cookie.
Sign up again.
Definitely. Thebullhouston.com/contest. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jessica.
David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. As memory serves me.
That was our last song in Last Words.
That was the last time we played Last Words.
I love it when a plan comes together.
And today is the next time we are playing Last Words. Today, for tickets to the Crosby, Fair, and Rodeo.
A four-pack, to be exact, to see Casey Donahue next Saturday, June 7th.
Dang!
So call us, 713-881-5500. We're going to give you the last five words of a song. You name the song.
That's it. Based on those last five words. The last five words. That can tell you the song. You're in. You're going to the show. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll get you all lined up next. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to honor and acknowledge a very famous country song, I presume.
Yes.
Okay.
We're only doing country song.
I don't know why we would have done something else, but I just figured we should ask.
When the music dies, the guessing begins.
This is Last Words. You're trying to guess a song, title and artist, based on the last five words.
Which
of the
is
song.
Very tricky, actually, because a lot of country songs end with the song's title. So keep that in mind.
Frito Candy, good morning. Here's this.
Good morning. Grant,
you're up. This is Last Words.
Okay, Grant, I'm going to give you five words. They are the last words of a very, 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 very famous country song currently.
Oh.
So this could be a quick game.
Oh! Oh!
You might be the reason. You might be the reason.
My word.
Grant, if
my
you can
word.
Name the song and artist.
It's Morgan Wallen. You might be the reason. If I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
I'm the problem. He's got it.
I'm the problem. Morgan Wallen. Wow. Wow. You know, I thought this, we were talking about the show very early this morning. I thought this was going to be the one that was going to take a minute. And that the flip of fate was going to be, you know, quick in
one
and out.
Done? Nah.
Man, you rocked our world, Grant. Congratulations. Let's send you to the Crosby, Fair, and Rodeo to check out Casey Donahue with three of your friends. How's that sound?
Fantastic. Thank you all.
All right, brother, hang on.
And the Crosby, Fair, and Rodeo kicks off tonight. By the way.
Oh, yes, it does.
If you would like to go to Cook-Off or check out any of the events, you can get your tickets online, crosbyrodeo.com. Even though the week may be ending,
yes,
the winning doesn't end.
Hell no, it doesn't end. We got Wyatt Flores tickets for you guys all weekend long,
playing 713 Music Hall in the fall.
And this is fairly easy. This is just, you're listening for code words. You're just listening for the code words. Got them all weekend long. When you hear one, just text it to 20357. Good luck. Frito, Katie, the Bull. I want to say this. Nothing is greater than walking into the studio this morning and finding like two boxes full of
again, correct me if I'm wrong, 650 cards for 10,000 for the troops this morning?
Yep, that's our first big stash.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thanks again to our friends at the Spring Creek chapter of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution from the Woodlands.
Wow.
So shout out to Dar. You're awesome.
Now, obviously, you have a lot of time. I know mm-hmm. It's not going to feel like a lot of time because this is really only 1 month, but there's plenty of time to sit down and write a letter of appreciation to one of our troops overseas.
Well, if the kids are home, the days are long.
Yes.
If you're looking for activities, might I suggest making a thank you card for a service member? So, yeah, it can be anything. You can buy a card. You can make the card like they did. So all of these cards were handmade. But we also even have a coloring sheet that you can download available online at thebullhouston.com. That way your kids, they can color it. They could write a little note. They could write their name. One thing we keep hearing from our military members that have received letters in the past, they love it when it's something from a child.
Yeah. I mean, it's heartwarming. It's mm-hmm. absolutely heartwarming. And, you know, once you get done with your cards, bring them to a drop-off spot, Bull Studio, also our friends at Mack Hike Chevy. But we also have other options, Katie, if you want to make it real easy on yourself.
Thanks to King Ranch Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealer. We have got spots all over town.
Yes, we do.
That we will be hitting up like this weekend. Tomorrow, we are in League City.
All of our people near the coast.
Yep. So we'll be there from 10 until noon. So if you have got one card, 1,000 cards, it doesn't matter. Come on out, drop them by. If you would like to show up just to make a card, we're going to have those coloring sheets. We're going to have some actual cards that are blank that you can write a nice message in. It's whatever y'all want to do. You know, we're there 10 to noon. Come and see us. We'd love to add to this total.
If you want to find out more information, jump onto thebullhouston.com.
Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
As we brought up early in the show, the finale of Scripps National Spelling Bee was last night.
Yes.
Shout out to 13-year-old Faison from...
Allen, Texas. From Dallas area. Yeah,
one of those. He correctly spelled Eclaircissement. Is that it?
I never would have been able to pronounce this word, tell you what it means, any part of it. And he was like, that was like throwing him apparently a softball. Because he was just like...
You can hear his glee as he's answering.
You really like, can't. He's like, I got it.
Once he gets to the middle of that word...
It's over.
It's bliss.
Yeah,
he knows he's got it.
Kiss of death.
Cracked the case.
Unreal.
And those kids would definitely be embarrassed by this story.
Mm.
The most misspelled words across America.
Are we going to do what I think we're going to do?
Yes, we are.
Let's have a spelling contest.
Let's go.
Now, obviously, I will not be spelling them because I am looking at them.
No, you hit me. You hit me.
But I'm just going to give you a few of these. Okay, right. How about restaurant?
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T, restaurant.
Correct. Gorgeous.
G-O-R-G-E-O-U-S.
Nailed it. Definitely.
This is the one that gets me every time. D-E-F-I-N-A-T-L-E-Y.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, but that is incorrect.
Great.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Okay.
They also came up with the most challenging word for each state to spell.
Okay.
If I scroll on down to the great state of Texas, for some reason, we have trouble spelling the word protect.
P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How else would you spell that?
I don't know, but we don't have it as bad as South Carolina and Virginia. They don't know how to spell people.
Let's have a spelling contest.
Since we no longer have the spelling bee to watch on TV, let's talk about the most popular shows of the past year. They have broken down by 100 shows of the 24-25 season. Now, I'm just going to focus on the top of the top.
Okay.
All right. Now, number one, I need to mention this. I think it's important. Out of all of the shows, there are only three of them that actually happen on TV at this point, like traditional broadcast TV.
Oh, wow.
Now, they're kind of up there. Matlock, number six, CBS property. High Potential, ABC property. That's number five. And then the number three show is Tracker on CBS. So that's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of them are all streamers. Tell me how many of these you have seen, Katie. Okay.
Well, I've seen none of those.
Okay. Man on the Inside.
No.
The Residence.
No.
Running Point.
No.
American Primeval.
Well, there was an attempt.
How long did you get in American Primeval?
20 minutes.
Was it even 20 minutes?
Probably not.
But we're gonna have to do a deep dive into this show because I actually did go through and finish the whole thing.
Did you really?
I did.
Did
it
get better?
I went back in. Well, all right. We'll just get through the rest of this here. Landman is in there, number seven. Everyone loves Landman.
I want to watch Landman. I haven't yet.
I need to. Adolescence and Squid Game are the top of the pile. I did see Squid Game, so that's that. American Primeval. Katie's problem with it is she does not believe the Old West was that violent.
No. I definitely think it was violent. But, like, in the first few minutes of that first episode,
it's a massacre. Like,
someone looks at you and you get shot. I don't think we would have survived
Squid Game
in
has,
America if we had behaved that
there
way.
There weren't that many people.
That's what I mean. Like, if you were just shooting someone for looking at you, like not even talking, looking at you, we all would have died long ago.
When Squid Game has the lower body count of a show, I just don't know if that's historic accuracy. Have a great weekend. Come see us in League City. Drop off your cards at King Ranch Ag and Turf. We'll be there tomorrow from 10 to noon and back on the radio on Monday.